So I'm here with Peggy DePasquale. She's on the steering committee for the Teton Backcountry Alliance. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
So how long has this alliance been in place?
So it kicked off early in 2018 with an all-star team of folks trying to get it off the ground. But I think people quickly realized that it deserved a lot more attention than they had the time to give going into the spring and summer months. So they put it on the back burner, and it really just gained momentum in the last 2 months. The steering committee came back together, and we really spearheaded our first initiative and got our mission statement together and really came out of the gates running right at the turn of the year.
That's great. And what is your mission statement?
So the Teton Backcountry Alliance is a local grassroots organization, and our goal is to work to promote community stewardship, sustainable access, and public safety for the Teton area winter backcountry users.
Great. And so you have a meeting coming up on the 9th, I think, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
Our first event, more of an event, a friend-raiser, if you will, just to get the community together and kind of introduce this first issue of keeping Teton Pass open. Teton Pass is some of the best accessible backcountry, not only in the U.S., but we believe in the whole world. And people are catching on to that, and because of that, a lot of conflicts and issues have arisen. So we are throwing an event at the Stagecoach Bar on January 9th, which is next Wednesday, and it's to introduce the issue and then give some folks some ways that they can help mitigate the issues that surround Teton Pass so we can continue to enjoy this amazing backcountry resource for years to come and generations to come.
All right. And so what kind of problems, I guess, are there with people going backcountry skiing and snowboarding that are making the pass close?
So the most glaring issue with the Teton Pass backcountry use is the fact that one of the most easily accessible areas, Mount Glory, has two avalanche paths that empty out right onto the road. And on certain days, most days, those areas should be avoided. And many skiers not knowing where they're going or just kind of disregarding the danger of their actions choose to ski these lines and empty out huge avalanches onto the road. Last year, a car was totally buried. Luckily, no one was injured, but that just goes to show the risk that we face with having people skiing in this terrain. Skiing, snowboarding, and recreating in this terrain.
Right. So what are, I don't obviously want to go over all of the things you're going to be talking about in the meeting, but just what are some things that people should be aware of if they are backcountry skiing?
Absolutely. So the avalanches, as I mentioned, is the most glaring issue, but there are many other issues. There's parking, and there are dogs on the path, and then there's just this whole idea of sharing your knowledge with the other folks. You see plates from all over the country pulling into that parking lot. And more than not, some of those folks don't have the understanding of the terrain and where they should be. So we really want to try and address all of these issues by educating a core group of people on where we should and shouldn't be and some tricks to reading the landscape. And then also ideas about carpooling and parking tightly in the parking lot and respecting others and being patient while you're there. Remembering that this area is not kept open for skiing and snowboarding and other sorts of recreation, but it's kept open for trucks to do brake checks and safety concerns of the Wyoming Department of Transportation. So I think respect is a big part, and then once you kind of gain that respect and gain that knowledge, not holding back to sharing that with all of the other people you run into in the past who might not be following the same protocols that you know they should be.
Right. So like you said with the parking, then people could be parking where trucks are needing to check their brakes.
Absolutely. So even though trucks aren't allowed to be on the pass in the winter time, trucks with trailers, I should say, That's a big argument that skiers have is, well, they're not even supposed to be here. Why do we need to keep this area open? And it really comes down to the fact that in the off chance that a truck is up there, it is very unsafe if they can't use those areas. So just keeping that in mind, and then also keeping in mind that YDOT is keeping these roads open. That's their number one priority. Keeping people safe is part of that number one priority. And keeping this train, this easy access terrain available is not necessarily as far up there. So what we need to do is really show these officials that we want to be their allies and we want to be ambassadors for their mission, and we're going to do everything we can to help them do what they need to do in order for us to keep doing what we want to do.
Right. And YDOT is the Wyoming Department of Transportation, right?
That's correct. Thank you.
Great. Yeah. So how many people do you think will be showing up to this meeting?
You know, we hope to have a full house. I am out on the pass and out at the resort quite a bit, and I always ask people, so did you hear about the event on January 9th? And honestly, I haven't come across a person who hasn't and who isn't excited to show up. The PATH is such an amazing community resource, and almost everyone who backcountry skis goes there at least a couple times a week, it seems. So I think this is a really hot topic, and people are eager to figure out what can we do to keep the PATH open. And the big thing is that this group isn't forming just to say we're going to do everything we can by slamming our fist down and demanding that the PATH stays open. We're instead going to transfer the responsibility to the user and explain how we can do everything we can to make sure it stays open in a safe and responsible way.
So, and then I wanted to ask just briefly, again, I don't want to go over everything you're talking about in the meeting, but what are some things that backcountry skiers and snowboarders can do to ensure that they are being safe?
Well, I think there's the mantra of, you know, be prepared, but you're getting at what does be prepared mean? And of course, having the right gear, making sure you have your beacon, your shovel, your probe, all of that stuff, obviously. But also making sure you know where you're going and where you shouldn't be is a huge part. And that's really where this kind of community education comes in. If we get enough people to know kind of the terrain, they can kind of pick out red flags of people who might be, one story is snowshoeing the Gut of Glory on like a considerable or high avalanche day. It's just a no-go, and there is another member of our steering committee, Jay Pistano, who's also the PATH ambassador, and he says the whole mantra of live and let live just doesn't apply anymore. We really need to step up and share our awareness with others to help keep this area and all but that country areas safe for today and tomorrow and years to come.
Right. I imagine that. Because I think that's a great idea, but I imagine it might be a little bit hard trying to get the culture shift, you know, because generally when we're all out there, it's just kind of like you were saying, like people just want to do their own thing. If someone, they see someone going off doing their own thing, they're like, okay, well, I guess they know what they're doing. But I suppose what you're trying to say is people don't always know what they're doing, and you should make sure they do.
Absolutely. And I think that as skiing in the backcountry and snowboarding, recreating in the backcountry becomes this totally, like, it's all the rage, you know, everybody is doing it. We have to assume that more and more people are showing up that don't have the right knowledge to make safe decisions. And it doesn't have to be a condescending thing, but just checking in with them. Hey, how's it going? Do you know where you're going? What are you skiing today? Could be a great way to start a conversation and maybe save someone's life. You never know. So that's going to definitely be a shift in our culture, but definitely an important one for us to make, especially considering the fact that even though, yeah, you're going off and doing your own thing and they're doing their own thing, consider the fact that their bad decision could impact all of the folks that love Teton Pass, because as soon as an avalanche hits the road and injures or kills someone, we are really not going to be able to access that terrain anymore. And it makes sense if a tragedy like that happens, we have to think twice about, is our access there worth it? And the Teton Backcountry Alliance believes that we can have both, that we can have safe access and help YDOT maintain a safe and open road throughout the winter months.
That's great. So I can't remember if I already asked you, but what exactly is happening at the event?
It's a great question. So it's about an hour and a half. It's going to kick off at 5:30, and we're going to have the bar is going to be serving drinks. We're going to have a big silent auction that's going to benefit the Teton Backcountry Alliance, but even more so the Pass Ambassador Program, because we think Jay Pisano being up there and others like him helping kind of monitor the situation is one of the most important things that we can support to make sure for a safe and happy pass. And then the other part of the evening will be a series of speakers. So we have Angus Thurmer, who is a reporter for Wildfile and has a wonderful history of this area. And he's going to share some pictures and a little bit of an oral history of Teton Pass and where it all started and how we got to where we are today. Then Matt Carr, who's Teton County Sheriff, is going to share some insights from his point of view and help the public understand what his department is up against in keeping these roads safe. And then I mentioned Jay Pisano, who's Pass Ambassador and Teton Backcountry Alliance Steering Committee member, is going to get up and really kind of lay out the points that I've already kind of mentioned, you know, like make good decisions, be prepared, park tightly. The big thing is keep your dog on a leash in the parking lot and clean up after it. There is a whole array of easy but critical things we need to do in order to be allies to the Wyoming Department of Transportation, the Sheriff Department, and everyone else who's trying to keep this area safe so we can continue to access it.
And where is the event?
That's a great question. I think I mentioned it at the beginning. The event, January 9th at the Stagecoach Bar, which is right at the base of Teton Pass in Wilson, Wyoming.
Great. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that although I've shared some insights on how to stay safe on the pass, this is really just scratching the surface. And the best thing we can do is to continue to educate ourselves on this area and other backcountry areas. So I encourage everyone to please come to the event and really dive into these issues and get the knowledge and the understanding to be safe and help others do the same. So I hope to see everybody on January 9th. Happy winter to all.
Great. That's Peggy De Pasquale. She's from the Teton Backcountry Alliance. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you again for having me.
And have a good day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.